back to the show, back to the laughs. Is that a question mark or a period?
I'm not really sure.
Back to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
It was a sound that maybe woke you up, but whatever it was had you scared, and you were sure something bad was happening.
Mm-hmm.
But it turned out to really just be what? 280-1025. Now Holly on the phone from Rockwell City. All right, Holly, what happened?
Well, about a year ago, I got up at 5 a.m., was in the living room reading my book. My husband and kids were all still asleep, and I heard a really loud single gunshot, like, right outside my living room window.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
And we live out in the country, so naturally I was really scared. I called my husband from the living room, woke him up, and I said, somebody just shot a gun outside of our house. And he was like, you're crazy. No one's out there. And I'm like, no, you got to get up. So it's raining. He gets out of bed in his underwear, grabs a gun, runs the perimeter of our house, comes back inside. He's like, nobody's out there. You're crazy. You're just hearing things. So I proceeded to get ready for work, and my heart was like pounding out of my chest. Like, I know what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I got done getting ready, and jokingly, I come out of the bathroom, and I'm like, so did you find a bullet hole or something? He's like, yeah, actually, I did. The sound you heard was a can of Old Biscuits that exploded in the refrigerator. So he will never let me live it down. Coworkers won't let me live it down.
I mean, in fairness to you.
I mean, it was like terrifying. It was
yes.
So loud.
Yeah.
Who would have thought it's a can of biscuits exploding?
Yeah.
No.
So now my kids even check like the dates on the biscuits, and they're like, Mom, we better get these used up before they explode.
Mom, the shotgun is coming from inside the house. Inside the fridge. Oh, no. Okay.
I'll never live it down.
No, of course not. But you have a great day, Holly. Thank you for calling. Annie and Joaquin now. All right, Annie, what happened?
Hey, so my daughter was about 18 months old, and we're home alone. And out of nowhere, I start hearing her name being spelled out in a different voice, and it's just me and her.
Oh.
And her name's Francesca, but she goes by Frankie. So not super common.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I hear this Frankie, and then it would like start singing her name a little bit. And we had no toys that were specific to her name at all.
Okay. So
I can't find this. And then pretty soon, the voice starts to change a little bit. Like, it starts getting a little bit slower, drawn out. Like, and it's like, just crazy. I have no idea where it's coming from. Sometimes it's louder. Sometimes it's more muffled. Sometimes it's clear. And so I'm calling my husband. He was like, do I really need to come home for this?
I said, yes,
you do. So he leaves work, comes home. I'm holding Frankie upstairs in our bedroom. Meanwhile, every once in a while, I'm still hearing her name being sung somewhere in the house by some voice. And he starts rifling through all of, like, the closets and the toy chests and things, and he finds, it ended up being a toy, like an alligator-shaped piano.
Uh-huh.
And I guess when he Googled the name of the piano, one of the characters in this lineup was an elephant named Frankie.
What are those chances?
Right?
And so, well, at least he was there to replace the batteries in Frankie, right?
Nope, I told him to throw it away.
Okay. Yes! Possessed toy in the garbage immediately.
Yep, it
went outside.
Yeah.
Right. Went outside with him on his way back to work.
Good call.
Thank you, Annie. You have a great day. Take care.
Your morning fam jam. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Turning up loud.
On Star 102.5.